Meisner and Smith on the new 91KRCB from their new album 7 Hour Storm and a tune called Miles Away, which is not the truth because they happen to be in the studio right now.
We couldn't get much closer.
That's
good
true.
Morning.
How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
This is an excellent album, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Came out in October.
Yeah.
It did.
And it's kind of a DIY sort of thing. You guys put it together and...
Well, in some ways,
we did. We raised the money ourselves for the budget for the album to be made. Once we got into the studio, though, we had some amazing, an amazing group of people working with us. We had a producer by the name of Jeff Kaiser, who is a founder of the Crooked Jades, a band out of San Francisco, roots band, and Bruce Kappen as well was our engineer, and it was his studio, and he. He's been in the business for a long, long time. He used to work in L.A. and he toured with David Byrne and he plays pedal steel on the album, actually.
Nice.
A number of other things, too. So, and we also had some guest musicians. Yeah. So, yeah. And
we definitely raised the bar for ourselves on this with suddenly having... We spent 22 days in the studio.
Yeah, that's got to add up.
It added up quite quickly, yeah.
But it shows. I mean, album is really well done. The sound quality is amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Thank
and,
you.
It's you guys have been touring to support it.
Yeah, this fall we were basically right after we did our CD release show at the Freight and Salvage down in Berkeley. We hit the road and went up to the Pacific Northwest for a couple weeks and came back. Did another CD release show over at the Palms Playhouse in Winters, and then went out to Colorado and Utah and played shows. So we've been traveling a lot and cooling our heels since around Thanksgiving.
What's cool about having a new CD is every show you play can be a CD release show.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
And they're available in the lobby. So.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is a good way to get gas money to get you to Colorado and Utah.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's a lot of wide open spaces.
You guys want to do a tune for us this morning?
Absolutely.
I'd love to.
It's Meisner and Smith live in the studio. What did you guys want to do?
Well, we'll do a local song. This song took its inspiration from that mountain that hangs out over the Golden Gate Bridge, Mount Tamalpais.
The Laying Down Lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She rises from the tide, beckons to the sailors looking for a guide. Her eyes shine like a lighthouse, her hair is like the wind that sends all of our ships away and pulls them back again. From the seaports of Alaska, the damp of Puget Sound, down the coast to California, San Francisco bound. 7 years hiding, a dozen on the run. To tell the truth, it breaks my heart to see what I've become. Tamalpais, crouched among the clouds. Waves break on our backs, I call her name out loud. The mountain she's sitting, listening to the sea, patient as my lover's eyes, waiting there for me. From a cabin on her shoulder, the ocean opens wide. The Golden Gate down below, arching across the tide. There's no time like a sunrise to make me long for home. Skipping across that lonesome ocean, wondering why I roam. Oh, I sails are full of wind now, the captain's mind's at ease. The boys are throwing liar's dice and caution to the breeze. There's gold in other mountains, oil in other sands, but my mind won't be rested, Lord, till my boots touch land. Oh, 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 I'm climbing from the ocean, she rises from the tide, beckons to the sailors looking for a guide. Her eyes shine like a lighthouse, her hair is like the wind that sends all of our ships away and pulls them back again.
Nice.
Thank you.
Meisner and Smith, Tamil Pius, live in the studio here at KRCB. One thing that you guys have been doing that I found very interesting is that you're posting online the stories behind the songs on this record.
Yeah. We've noticed, actually, that a lot of people have been curious about that, and we've gotten a lot of questions about certain songs on the album, and certain stories come up, especially live during shows, that we like to tell, and then we get sort of requests for them later. So we just thought we'd throw it up there and see if people were interested. And it seems like it's getting a nice response. People are happy to hear kind of some of the background. We're not giving everything away.
No, but, no, you got to keep some secrets. Yeah.
But just some of the more interesting kind of things about maybe what was happening on the day it was recorded or the day it was written. And some of our feelings about it, perhaps. So
it's fun to sort of when we sit down and think back, even if just for a few minutes to reflect and write down a little something that we'll post, to kind of think about it now that we're somewhat removed from the recording process, mm-hmm. and now we've been playing out a lot of these songs out, and I think songs change meaning in a little bit. I mean, I know that other people's songs for me change meaning as I listen to them over the years, and I think even we're discovering that these songs on this album too have... Not that it's a completely different song, but
right.
sort of realizing what it's about.
Is it a way, because in the recording process, you do the song, you do it over and over again, and then you have to mix it so you listen to it over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
And so then when you go out and play live, you have to reconnect with the original intent of the song. Do you think that telling the story behind the song helps you reconnect with the original sort of feeling?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it like that, but I think in a lot of ways it does, because especially on this album, we broke everything down in that we stripped the guitar apart and then the voices came in separate, you know, so mm-hmm. it was, we put it all back together. So in a lot of ways, we did have to kind of regain what the live version is.
Yeah.
And, what do we do live with it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You guys want to do another tune?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which one?
Well, we were thinking about doing this one that was written pretty soon before we started recording. This is called Lovers Like Us. And
now, what's the story behind it?
Well,
we haven't gotten to that one online yet.
We haven't yet. This one is really, well, I'll tell you a little something about what happened in the recording studio, at least. We had, like I said, we had Bruce Kappen in there, who plays a mean pedal steel. He's really good. And he offered to lay down some pedal steel for us somewhere on the album, and that was the one that we thought we, as Sam had written it, he'd always imagined pedal steel on it, and mm-hmm. it just on the album version we have a beautiful track of his. And actually, what he did was he laid down a couple different tracks. There was sort of an ambient pedal steel, and then there was also kind of more of a
upfront
sneaky mm-hmm. pee kind yeah. of thing going on. So. That was a real joy to discover that. It really changed the song a lot. So
cool.
Yeah. So this is the duo version of Lovers Like Us.
Meisner and Smith once again here in the studio.
Shoulder, not for your soul. You're either confused or don't listen at all. are crooked. The colors are wrong. Lovers like us don't fit in a song. Can't catch the beat. Can't harmonize. I see you agree by the look in your eyes. Called into question all that we knew. Swimming in circles, what else can we do? Sink or swim, it's hard to decide. Drift in the current or drown in the tide. Can't catch the beat, can't harmonize. I see you agree by the look in your eyes. Half lit the morning skies brush past our door. Yesterday's arguments tossed on the floor. Heads in the sand, our favorite disguise. Caught up in limbo, what's there to say? We can't seem to leave and we can't bear to stay. A kiss for now, but don't linger long. Lovers like us don't fit in a song. The beat and can't harmonize. I see you agree by the look in your eyes. I asked for your shoulder, not for your soul. You're either confused or don't listen at all. A kiss for now, but don't linger long. Lovers like us don't fit in a song. Like us don't fit in a song.
That was Mighty Purdy.
Thank you.
Very nice. Lovers Like Us, Meisner and Smith live in the studio. That's another cut from their album 7 Hour Storm, which is available everywhere. You can get it online. You can get it at the Last Record Store. You can probably get it at Oliver's Markets because they carry a lot of local bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys got a show, a big show coming up?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to playing another local show. We're down in San Rafael on Saturday night, January 11th at Studio 55.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And it's a great new-ish venue, but it's...
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's
yeah.
only open for music. It's you're not competing with bar noise. It's a listening room. Mm-hmm. And we've heard great things from other musicians and audiences, too. So we're... really excited.
Yeah, Bobby Joe Valentine did a show there last year, and he was telling me what a great little venue it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be fun. So
you don't have the blenders making margaritas in the
background. I know. We're going to get some friends to come in with their blenders and just get the ambiance.
Yeah.
I remember years ago I saw Ricky Lee Jones at the Troubadour on Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was very quiet and it was just her and her guitar. And it was packed, sold out, obviously. And so I had to stand next to the bar right next to the ice machine. Oh, God. So it's like she's in this very moving passage and all of a sudden... But that's what you got to do.
Some extra percussion.
Will it just be the two of you, or are you going to bring some other people in?
It's going to be the two of us on Saturday night. So you're going to get the duo experience, yeah. Which we really enjoy. So yeah, it'll be a nice intimate show. We're going to do a lot of stuff off the new album, some of our older tunes we've been playing around with. So do some of the newer versions of our older tunes as well.
And how does one get tickets?
You can go to our website, which will then lead you to Studio 55. But our website has all the information and links for tickets, which is the triple W.
All the dubs.
And then it's meisnerandsmith.com, MISNERANDSMITH.com.
So it's and, not an ampersand.
Exactly.
Yeah, so... Type it all out.
Yeah.
And get the info.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do another live tune? Should we play a tune off the record? What would you like to do?
Well, let's. Do you want to do another one?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do another tune live. We've got the instruments out. They're tuned. And
for the most part.
For the most part, they're tuned.
This is great. Well, and while we're doing that, why don't we give a pair of tickets away? It's
absolutely.
This Saturday night at Studio 55 in San Rafael. And if you would like free tickets, give us a call now, 584-2020. We'll take caller number 3. Once again, that's for this Saturday night, the 11th, at Studio 55 in San Rafael, 584-2020.
All right.
I don't know if I'm ready yet. I've only just begun. Even though it's been so long since my eyes first saw sun, I slept like a log, always bed the underdog. Now I'm praying that my pony comes around. So please don't weep when I've gone, when I've gone. Come downstairs, clear the chairs, sing all my favorite songs. And love I have known is twice what I have shown, but I'll pay it back in kind next time around. I never thought I'd stay here. I was only passing through. Done my crimes and wasted time, been unkind and true. The slide down was slow, but I climbed from the hole. Now I find myself dancing in the sun. So please don't weep when I've gone, when I've gone. Downstairs, clear the chairs, and sing all my favorite songs. The love I have known is twice what I have shown, but I'll pay it back in kind next time around. Oh, they tell you you won't make it, your crops are bound to fail. It may be you don't disagree at all. The odds will rub you wrong, win, lose, or draw. Anyway, the trick is staying until you call. Songs rang out as I came in, music filled my ears. When I go, I do propose, singing through our tears. You get what you give, you learn as you live, and leave no nothing but love behind. So please don't weep when I've gone, when I've gone. Come downstairs, clear the chairs, and sing all my favorite songs. The love I have known is twice what I have shown. But I'll pay it back in kind next time around. Oh, I'll pay it back in kind next time.
Nice, nice, nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, you guys. Meisner and Smith live in the KRCB studios this morning. They're playing Studio 55 on Saturday night. You can go to meisnerandsmith.com for information about getting tickets, and it's a show you shouldn't miss.
We agree.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. The new album, 7-Hour Storm, you can get it anywhere. You can get it on the website. Mm-hmm. You can get it at Amazon and CD Baby and yep. the last record store. If you want to go in and buy it from a local merchant, that's a good way to go. Or you can go to Oliver's Markets. They carry all the local band CDs, and we're glad that they do. Thanks for coming in, you
Thank
guys.
Thank you so
thanks
much
for having
us.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for sounding so sweet this early in the morning.
Thank you.
It's Codaline here on the new 91 KRCB.